finding new worlds, meeting sexy aliens, solving weird space mysteries.
The Sunday Skypers.
So, I got the rules up for lasers and feelings.
Yes, yes, since I'm horribly underprepared today.
Nothing but feelings.
I don't think I'm as loopy as Ari, but I'm a little loopy, so I think this should go really well.
I have passed the loopy stage, and I am on the roller coaster right now. I'm doing the full track. Create characters.
Yes.
Skip payment, yeah. Skip town, yeah. Skip town. There we go. Skip Townsend. There we go. And he's a hotshot pilot.
All right.
So we could all be doctors.
I claim doctor. Damn it! You're I'm always a doctor.
I see. Okay.
Okay. I'm always a doctor.
Well, in that case, I might have to go with dangerous scientist, because that sounds closest to mad scientist.
Yikes, you're all dangerous.
I'll be android engineer.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
I'm a dangerous doctor.
So, see, he's a hot shot. I figure, you know, lasers, oh, science, cold rationality, calm. No, he's only 2 in lasers, even though he is the pilot. And feelings, he'll be 5 in.
No. Pick one number, and that is your number.
It's like Troll Babe. You have the number.
If you're Spock, then you have like 5, right?
I have 5. Mm-hmm.
And if you have 2, you're maybe closer to Kirk. But Kirk is an anomaly in itself, so he kind of cheats and switches numbers every episode.
It depends on the writer.
Yeah, you pick a number between 2 and 5. And if you pick a high number, that means that you are better at lasers, which means like technology, science, cold rationality, and calm, precise action. You're like Spock or a robot. A low number means you're better at feelings, like intuition, diplomacy, seduction, and wild, passionate action, like rousing your crew with a speech or seducing the sexy alien.
How about 3?
Cool.
I'm putting Skip at 4. There's his character goal. Keep being awesome.
All right. You have nothing to prove. Excellent.
Know what? Meet sexy aliens, because why not? Yeah. Fast, nimble, well-armed, powerful ship. What does that stuff mean?
That's our ship for the Raptor. Can we rename the Raptor, or is it still, we're stuck with the Raptor?
Nope, it's the Raptor. You're stuck with the Raptor. Sorry.
Most of the time, the crew doesn't get to name the ship.
Indeed. Unless you, I guess, become captain and go rogue or something, then you can maybe rename it.
All right, so what's the ship like?
You're more than welcome to call it the Feisty Ferret.
Well, I was thinking, you know, just change, modify the name by calling it the Lusty Raptor.
Then you do all have to be sexy, but you're all like big. Well, you have one android in here.
What are you? What are you here?
He's an android.
You're an android what? An android
engineer.
Engineer. Oh, wow. We were all dangerous except for you. Everybody's going to go, you know what?
No, talk to the android instead. John is actually, Skip is actually a hotshot pilot, so I take that back.
Yeah.
Except I'm hot sure.
Hotshot pilot, not at all dangerous.
Skip might be dangerous to the rest of you.
So, I was going to say, hotshot pilot does sound a bit on the risk case.
Well, risk case, yeah, that's why I want, you know, and for the Raptor, I want it to be fast and nimble, because I am a hotshot pilot, at least fast.
Why not fast and well-armed? No, because I am more than sure my character's going to piss off some people. So fast and powerful shields.
If I can get a word in here. Ari, you're planning on being a doctor?
Yes. Okay. You can too.
I'll just go a dangerous soldier then, since we don't have one of those.
I thought you were going to be a dangerous scientist.
Well, I thought I was going to be a dangerous doctor, but Ari's got dibs on that. Yeah, we'll go with dangerous scientist, I guess.
I can not be doctor.
No. Please keep doctor, because that's plugged into your head. I am the indecisive one. But we're not going to be crazy tech and no feelings. So we're probably just going to go with a 4. Just a little on the tech side.
All right.
So we're going with fast and well armed. Or if you really want to get, you know, fast and cloaking device.
You might consider what kind of ship this is. Is it a scouting vessel? Is it a warship? Is it something for exploration? Well, what's your thing?
Well, our mission is to explore and chart regions of space.
Also dealing with aliens both friendly and deadly. And defending the consortium against space dangers.
We are an Interstellar scout ship, so we are the crew.
Well, you probably have some more crew, but yeah, not a huge
crew. I'm thinking nimble and powerful shields, so that way we don't have to shoot first and think later.
Okay, which means we're average in the others then, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you just nimble. Don't have those qualities, yeah.
We still can shoot people, we're just not extraordinary in that.
Indeed. And these qualities come into play when I decide if you're prepared or not.
So, yeah, let's go with nimble and powerful shields. That way we can dodge. And, of course, what we have four problems.
No, you fuel hog. Oh, yeah. You have four options. That's right.
Four to choose from, yeah. Fuel hog, only one medical pod, horrible circuit breakers, and grim reputation. Which one will get us into trouble fastest?
More energy crystals, or maybe Captain Darcy is in the only medical pod, or maybe it's the classic Star Trek, the in-battle consoles tend to explode on the bridge.
Oh, actually, you know, grim reputation can be also good, because that means, you know, what did Captain Darcy do? What did he do before he became part of the consortium?
Well, with this ship, right? It's the ship that has the reputation, so...
No, no, it says Captain Darcy did something bad in the past.
But it also says pick one problem, right, for the ship, the ship.
Yeah, but this is the reason why the ships were having problems, because Captain Darcy's on the ship.
That's not how I read it, but fair enough.
Well, that's because John wants to take Captain Darcy and throw him out the airlock, that's why.
No. The airlock doesn't work. The medical pod doesn't work that way anyway.
I like grim reputation.
There's no flush button in the medical pod.
I like the grim reputation too. That means people will be chasing after us.
Or may not maybe trust you. Or
yeah, we do want to go with grim reputation?
Sure.
Sure.
Well, two of you are dangerous. And one is a hot shot. And then you have an unfeeling android engineer. Or, I don't know. I don't know what you picked for a number there, Dirk.
Five.
Maybe you're great with feelings.
No, five.
Android psychologist. No.
There could be something wrong with this, you know, empathy chip or something, right?
Or it could be worse. Yeah, he could be the social interaction droid.
Fully functional.
Yeah.
I came up with the perfect scary name for my dangerous doctor.
Oh, excellent.
Anubis Mortem. Death. people call him Anu. Or just run away screaming.
Or Morty, I don't know.
Dangerous Dr. Zap Xenon.
Brilliant. Some weird space mystery. That's excellent.
The DR stands for dangerous.
Now, the GM gets to roll a dice to create an adventure.
I think I'm going to consider stuff based on what you've chosen. So we have, like, some... it wouldn't be very fun to not have a space mystery and or sexy aliens.
But there's no sexy aliens in the list. I mean, well, you can always add them.
For an example.
One, two, three, four.
Unless,
dice.
You know, the rogue captain or space pirates or sexy aliens or the space pirate queen or king... P stands for psycho. You're a dangerous doctor who wants to meet sexy aliens. That is so sinister.
The question is, what do you want to do with them? That's
wouldn't you like to know?
Actually, yes, I would. That might be a weird space mystery.
So here's a question for everyone. Who's currently the commanding officer of the Raptor, since the captain is in a medical pod?
Compulon.
Yeah, of course.
Compulon. I think if you trusted the controls, Compulon.
He could be busy in engineering, though.
Come on, Skip. He's at the controls. He's flying the Raptor.
Oh, he's flying, but is he in command?
What's Dr. Zapp's usual station? Is he like Spock? He's on the bridge, or does he have like a laboratory somewhere?
I would imagine that he would be on the bridge, you know, at the science station. he does have a lab, of course, but since space is out there, I need to be at the sensors.
True. So you have like the classic periscope type little thing that you stick your face in?
Absolutely. We'll make it even more bizarre. Instead of that hood that you look down into, the sensor screen is on an articulated arm, and it's like a mask, and you stick your face in it.
You did have that was the.
It looks a little bit like a face hugger.
Oh, great!
There was something similar to that on the helm. Remember, because I think it was either Chekhov or Sulu would bring up this little thing, folding up and setting down for the phasers, I think, or for the photon torpedoes.
Oh.
It only showed like three times in the series.
So that brings us to the next question. So, Compulon, are you in like an engineering section, or are you also on the bridge controlling stuff from there?
I guess that'll depend on what's needed for the scene.
I imagine Compulon.
I'm kind of getting a vibe for how you do things and where your usual stations are and so forth. I'm probably going to frame something more compelling in a moment.
I suppose he's in engineering normally, but like Scotty, you know, if you need to be on the bridge for the scene to work, he's on the bridge.
Cool. Okay. I assume Dr. Morty has his own practice, or not practice, he got his own method.
Well, that's what they do call it. Is
Well, if you have a practice, it's not quite the socialist fantasy that no, we're trying to espouse here.
No, I mean, they call it practice. He's not quite good at it yet.
That's why I kept him the other dog.
Probably, actually.
We're going to pick up where the last episode left off, with Captain Darcy incapacitated, overcome by the strange psychic entity known as the Something Else, which is something that you think are part of your recent brush with the Metaplotholion device. And you're all kind of ringed around this pod, right? You know, because you're the core officers. You just put him there. It's like, oh, okay, he needs time to recuperate, or you need to find a solution or something. And maybe this is where you have that little conversation about, so who's the commanding officer now that he's under?
I'm just going to add a fun detail.
Go ahead.
Captain Darcy, his eyes are glowing with alien psychic energy.
Ooh.
Because how else in Hollywood are you going to show a psychic creature? Yes. gotta have the glowing eyes.
So he's stiff as a board and unresponsive, but his eyes are open and glowing.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
Is this pre or post Independence Day Hollywood?
Well, this is 1960s Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have two doctors. So who's Doc and who's...
We don't have two doctors. We have one scientist. Oh, right. Okay. Science doctor and a medical doctor. True.
Skip's going to take a treat from Silver. He's going to call one Doc and the other one Prof. So, Doc, is his eye supposed to glow like that?
Beats me. This isn't something Prof. I've ever seen before.
You're the big dome. What about those eyes?
It's a type of energy I've never seen before.
I'd
Again?
Like much closer.
I'd best get back to running the ship then. We got to get out of this place. And no one's going to stop me?
No challenges?
Nope. No, not a challenge. I need this ship to continue moving if I'm to get more spes. I mean dates.
Logic dictates that I control the ship.
you're an unfeeling android. You got no feelings. Actually, you do. You get more feelings than Skip does, of course, but you're an android, so of course he's going to say you're an unfeeling android. But yeah.
Nah, I think it's the other way around. Compulon has...
No, he's got android engineer 5. That means more feelings than logic.
The other way around. Higher number is lasers.
Yes. Higher? Yes.
Do you want to change yours then, John?
Yeah, I put him at 3 because I misread that somehow. But yeah, you got no intuition. You're just
logical and correct.
But it was logic and correctness that got him into that medical pod.
No, that was his desire to participate in the alien mating ritual.
Stupidity.
He was just trying to.
I mean, he practically volunteered.
Only because he kept you here. It'd be you in that pod there, Doc.
Anyway, we need to get to the star base so we could figure out how we could separate the two. Because right now, he's off in his own wonderland.
Listen to the big brain here. We gotta get there quick.
Right about then, you hear that classic sort of space whistle sound of the computer alerting everyone, and this mellifluous voice comes over the comms and says, "Anomalous reading. Senior officers, please report to the bridge."
That's us. Well, don't just stand there jaw-jacking. Let's get to the bridge.
Absolutely.
He's going to be the first one through the door, I guess.
Oh, goodness. He's like a kid on Christmas. Actually, no, he's like a kid on speed on Christmas.
Maybe the doctor is also recovering from this mating ritual kind of thing.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't so much say he's recovering as pleasantly remembering.
We'll keep an eye out for glowing body parts.
Right then, smash cut. You walk out of the elevator, onto the bridge, and the computer says, "Dr. Xenon, please report to your station."
Already on it. Main screen up.
Okay, so the big...
View screen,
there you go. Yes, you see the blackness of space and maybe a strange greenish glinting far off in the distance. And Xenon gets to his station and, the snake arm comes out, the thingy, with the goggles.
It has to strike like a snake every time it goes to attaches to his face.
It's called the Viper system.
Dr. Morton, welcome to the bridge. Please stand by, says the computer.
Stand by who?
So, of course, Skip is going to head straight for the captain's chair.
I'm going to pilot from there. Genius.
Hey, it's the captain's chair. It's got all the controls.
What's our wonderful android doing about that?
He goes to his engineering station where I have complete control of the ship from there.
Oh, so wonderful. I can imagine Skip sitting down and pressing some buttons and nothing happens.
Like, yay, this ship is broken.
Click, 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 click. Hey, he turns the chair around. Is the captain's chair disabled?
Yes, as the captain is disabled, I have disabled the captain's chair.
It is a bit lumpy. He gets down and walks into his pilot chair, which is different for every other chair on board because it's the only one that's designed like it belonged in an aircraft.
Pilot Townsend, thank you for assuming your position.
I'm putting in my 4-point restraint on. Clink, 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 clink.
You've been through this a couple of times before when everyone falls out of their chairs.
You may be the reason why they fall out of the chairs.
So
Morty's just going to sit in the captain's chair because he's always wanted to. And he's muttering under his breath at the computer, "There's a few more positions I'd like him to assume."
The computer does its best to ignore you.
Are there, like, straps on the captain's chair?
For emergencies, no. Sure. I'm sure they're... I mean, Darcy never uses them, obviously. But they're there.
Well, I'm going to strap myself in because I've never been in this chair before.
Like setting up house, huh?
Yep, this is my life. Yep, my chair. Okay. Just kicks his feet up.
But Zap, you can't see that because you got the snake on your face.
Yeah. We're getting to that.
I can see everything with the Viper system. I know what you had for lunch.
Okay, so, Dr. Xenon, please roll something, probably lasers if you're doing science, right, to scan this anomaly.
Absolutely. Using the Viper system, which is our visual interface for perception, we're not desperate. We definitely are prepared. I would like to think that I'm an expert. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, you're a scientist. You're an expert. Absolutely. And you have all of the systems. You're totally prepared. So that's three dice. Is anyone helping in some fashion?
No. They're waiting on me for an answer, of course.
Yeah.
Are we going for that? Okay.
Yeah, because I had no... I'm a pilot. I don't know anything about that brain stuff.
Wow, that's incredibly bad. It's green.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Compulon could boost the sensor array or something. You know, he's an engineer.
Sure.
Oh, what's the room that we're using?
Power to scanning. Okay. Getting additional power from engineering, I get two successes.
Hold on. You don't know if you get additional dice yet, because Compulon has to actually roll.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll sit there and smile.
I will attempt to boost the forward array, and that's a success, I guess.
Oh, Compulon, you roll your full complement, right? You are prepared. You are an expert, and so it's three dice.
Okay.
All right. So, Compulon, you have two fives, and you have a five in lasers. That means that you have laser feelings,
ooh,
right? You get special insight in what's going on. So you get to ask me questions from the list. Do you have it in front of you?
Well, what's really going on here?
What's really going on here is, oh, okay, you get it, right? You boost the sensor signal and it comes to you first. So you get this, you get data about, like, a vessel that's been blown to crap. You know, there are debris all over, and there's a weak vital sign out there. So what's really going on is you've come upon the remains of a destroyed vessel, right? And it was recently destroyed. You rolled another five, so I'm going to let you ask an extra question if you want.
Well, who's behind this?
You recognize immediately the telltale energy signature of the mega cannons employed by Zorgon the Conqueror. Now, here's a question for all of you, really. Have you ever run into Zorgon personally before?
The captain has.
Yes.
Yeah, the captain has, but have we? Question.
Grim reputation. I'm going to just say part of that grim reputation is, yes, we have. Captain Darcy is one of the few captains who have actually beaten Zorgon, but it's a grim reputation because we are not the first crew.
Mm. Oh. I like.
Maybe Darcy is a bit of a Kirk, right? Maybe he did it against orders because it was a diplomatic thing. So that compounds, like, the reputation.
And, of course, he's the only one who knows how to beat Zorgon.
Oh,
and
nice.
The med pod.
Yeah. And there's no reason why he's the only one who wears the gold command shirt. Everyone else wears the red shirts.
So. One of two of you have blue. Yeah. All right, cool. So that means that Compulon gives an extra die to Xenon. And
so, reroll, just keep it.
No. You can keep the. We just want to know if you got.
I got two successes.
Okay, and that means that you succeed. But did you roll your number? No.
Nope.
You get the same kind of information, right? It's a ship. It's been blown apart. But you don't get the same specific information. You don't know that this is Zorgon the Conqueror's specific, you know, mega cannon.
It's an engineering thing.
Yeah. You see a ship.
I'm more interested in the life signs.
Yeah, it's a ship. It's been blown apart. There's a weak life sign of a humanoid organic kind of alien individual, right?
Looks like we have a rescue mission.
Well, I was going to try to lock the teleporters onto the life signs and beam them to sick bay.
Oh, nice.
Make sure, unlike last time where we beamed him into the hull, make sure we get it right.
All right. Well, this kind of hinges on getting the individual, so I'm not going to make you roll. It would be horrible.
Yeah.
Doctor, I think you need to leave the comfortable chair.
Strapped in.
It's lumpy, isn't it? Right in the middle. There's a big lump there where his cheeks meet.
Ignore the guy and go back to the sick bay and figure out who this thing is.
Should we start heading for Starbase 13?
Well, we should see if we can determine what ship this was. Was it a interstellar consortium?
Well, we probably should get a little closer then.
Sure. Oh, okay. So this is in fact, I think this is part of what comes out of the science readings, right? They're mm-hmm. continual. So I guess Xenon is like parroting the stuff or giving it to you as it appears. I'm sure as you're sort of creeping closer at impulse or whatever.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is an alien vessel. Ship's data suggests that it's possibly an envoy ship of mysterious race referred to as the Rara Luni. There you go.
Wow, loony.
Yes, nobody's ever seen one, actually, in the consortium. So this is, like, exciting stuff.
They use anti-phasic shields. I've always wanted to study those.
Oh, yes.
Well, from the looks of it, Compulon, they don't work too well.
Yes, well, assuming they had them up at the time, yes.
Does Compulon reveal the information he got?
Yes.
He may be a feeling android, but he's not a sneaky feeling android.
Just checking. So let's cut real quick over to, unless someone has something specific they want to ask or...
Well, a good transition scene is if Zorgon's in the area, then we need to get to Starbase as soon as possible. Cut to the med bay.
Excellent. Okay. And, of course, the doctor walks in and... right about then, you know, you have this materializing matrix bleepity-bloop shift. Yes, that. Of a long sort of individual that spawns on one of the labs. That's a horrible name.
Beds. Seems appropriate for Mortem, though.
Beds.
The med slab.
Yes.
When you say tall, I mean, is he like, is his knees on the end of the bed, or...
You see a sort of pinkish-purple humanoid individual with, like, long, dainty sort of feelers, for lack of a better term, coming out of the forehead. Appears to be a female in a somewhat ripped-up, like, envoy's... Like, it looks like a diplomat's dress, possibly.
Diplomat, huh?
Like, you would imagine, right? It seems right. That's what you would expect a diplomat to, like, you know, wear.
They shoved her into the escape pod just as the ship got hit.
The Rara Looney is completely unresponsive. She appears to have some superficial injuries.
Superficial injuries?
Yeah, like
okay,
you know, bumps, a little blood here and there, a few pretty spots.
Well, she's going to have more than that by the time I'm done with her.
What kind of doctor are you?
A dangerous one.
So what? You?
Like I said, the P stands for psycho.
So you use what, electroshock therapy to get her awake, or what?
No, I'm gonna, you know, treat the superficial wounds because I had stuff on hand to do that.
You've never encountered this species before.
Yeah, you treat someone's skin, you treat everybody's skin, so it's kind of the same.
You know, one person's panacea is another's lethal poison, so...
This is true.
Allergic reaction, you know, stuff like that. You know, who knows? Alcohol wipes will make her skin turn purple.
You probably hear, you know, the voice of Captain Darcy on the back of your head going, "Remember last time?"
Yeah, probably. He just kind of sighs inwardly at the voice in the back of his head and goes, "Fine. Next time you owe me, Darcy." You know what? I think that should be a character trait. He does hear voices in the back of his head, so feel free to play with that, Will.
Maybe he's overworked.
This is possible.
Or maybe Captain Darcy did talk to you in the back of your head.
Yeah, he is overcome. Psychic entity. Yeah.
God, you know, maybe Dr. Data's sanity even more.
His eyes, the glow shifts. No change in position.
So I guess what he's going to do is slap her.
What kind of doctor are you? You have a...
I'm trying to wake her up.
Phone camera communicator scanner thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine, I'll scan her.
You got the hypo sprays with all those drugs.
Where did you get your license?
Darcy owed me a favor.
And this is why the good doctor's on the frontier and not back in the core world.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We have a dangerous mission for you. We need a dangerous doctor.
We need a doctor who has no idea what he's doing.
Stop when you're dangerous. Okay. All right. So what would you like to do with your scanner thing?
First of all, just want to scan her, see how deep she is under, whether I could touch her and wake her up, or have to do something a little more drastic.
You want to find a treatment plan?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have all your stuff.
Yes, I do.
And you're an expert.
Actually, yes, I am.
Actually, I don't think you're really prepared for this because this is a new species, right? You have no reference. So I'm not giving you the prepared dice. However, you are an expert, so that's two dice. I guess this is lasers, right? You're using science.
Yeah, science.
Well, with a 1 of 6, it's a fair split.
It's only one success.
Dun, dun, dun.
It go. No. That's zero successes. Sorry. Wishful thinking. If one dice, you barely manage it. Complication, harm, or cost. Interesting. Okay. So you start to scan this Fraraluni individual. As you're moving the scanner over her chest, something in the interaction between the scanner and her physiognomy makes her, gasp and sit up straight, and she touches your wrist, or the one you're holding, right? And you can feel this rush of, for lack of a better term, alien energy or something that sort of courses into your system, and then she sort of gasps and falls back again. You're feeling a little woozy, but you have all the information you need to make an educated guess on how to treat her without destroying anything or, killing her in the process.
How does it say I should do that?
Obviously sensitive to N-rays.
Let's go with that. Yeah, I mean, which hypo to pick to create the most efficient, efficacious, treatment. It's, we don't have to go into the science thing. This is space opera.
Okay. I was just wondering if it was telling me to literally slap her or use a hypo or whatever.
Like, imagine the scene in the first remake of the first recent remake of Star Trek when McCoy is just chasing after Kirk, stabbing him with hypos.
Yeah,
like that's the kind of science we're talking here.
Okay, well, I'm going to stab her with a hypo then, the correct one, hopefully.
As you do, as you reach down to stab her, you can feel a strange stirring in your chest and abdominal areas. Sort of weird, sort of roiling, muscly feeling.
It's those space burritos that's again.
That's not
Doctor, heal thyself.
You know what? Just for drama, I'm going to stab myself.
Well, you may want to try to figure out what's wrong with you, but...
I'm going to scan myself after I inject her with the proper hypo.
All right. And, protocols suggest that you should, like report that you have stabilized the individual. So you may want to do that.
Communicator, ding, speaking into it.
Excellent. So
I think I've never quite got the hang of this. So, tap. Is this thing on yet? Seriously, is this thing on? Hello?
Come in loud and clear, Dr. How's our patient?
Stabilized, but she did something weird to my stomach.
And you check.
She did something weird to my... I'm going to make it even more suggestive.
Did the Rob Looney attack you?
No, I wouldn't exactly call it that.
Did you attack the Rob Looney?
Hey, give me some credit. It hasn't been 40 minutes yet.
I look over at Prof and say, five credits.
Five credits for what? I want it on this bet.
Oh, wait, you still are...
What should I do with her?
Well, if you can revive her, we need to find out what happened.
She's going to assume her normal animation in a moment.
Yep.
Thanks to your treatment. Right. She's stable. She's coming out of it soon.
All right. I guess I escort her to the bridge when she wakes up.
All right.
Or we come down for a visit, whichever is the... you may want to give her something appropriate to wear because... we'll see.
Just come down.
Yeah, I think you all, run down, unless you have something else that pressing that you absolutely want to do.
Right? Well,
scanning Zorgon's space in the air. Or Zorgon. Some of us are not going to leave the science station right now.
And Stone's not going to unstrap himself from his pot chair because we may have to move in a second. Real fast.
That sounds maybe like you're taking the Raraluni up to the bridge then.
Yeah.
Or just for Comp to get down here.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll help. Illogical.
Compton thinks the logical thing to do to find out what happened is to make sure we capture the damaged data logs and we'll see what we can recover from them.
I think that is an excellent idea. Why do we use lasers to do that? And anyone who wants to help, like maneuvering the ship?
Yeah, I'll help with maneuvering the ship, yeah. We are nimble.
giving readings, so, that kind of thing.
Is Compulon, like, are you trying, like, to tractor beam this, or are you actually doing an away mission to recover the data?
I think an away mission sounds a bit drastic.
Okay, yeah, we'll get the tractor beam.
It's not a huge vessel, right? It's a diplomatic envoy's vessel. It's not, you know, big creepy Space Hulk thing.
So what does the ship strength do for us? Does it give us extra dice, or
in a situation where you need to be nimble, or where you have powerful shields, you will count as prepared if they come under circumstances where they're useful, right?
Okay.
It gives you an extra die.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll help by nimbly maneuvering through the debris so we can find the black boxes.
Excellent. Go ahead.
So how many dice can we give?
I would guess five. Depending on the players, but I would maybe suggest that you no more than one or two help. Otherwise, you're going to have a crazy bevy of dice.
Yeah. So how many dice am I rolling for this?
Well, you're an expert, and you are prepared. So three.
Oh, only one succeeded. The other two failed.
Well, that's a success anyway. Did you roll your number?
Nope.
And of course, Dr. Xenon will scan the field to help Compulon, saying junk, junk, junk. Well, that one's still functional.
Of course.
And I got three successes and a detail.
Oh, okay.
So in the helping category, it says that's the one you want.
Well, I think you both give a die, right? But did you get a question then?
Yes. Is the data box that I'm pulling out a black box that's transmitting a distress signal? Is that the kind of question I can ask?
I mean, I don't think it says you can only pick from these questions. It's some good questions, right? So if this is the question you want to ask, then
sure.
Yeah. It's probably the signal that hit the ship, yes, that pinged the ship.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to give away the position of the ship to Sargon, since he's the one who blew it up. Yeah. he knows quite well where the ship was.
But maybe you might learn something about his ship or something.
And I figure since I only got one success, yeah, the sounds of things scraping across the hull as we go through the debris field.
It's not necessary to get that close to them, Skip.
There isn't a hole bigger than the ship out there, okay? I have to push through. Scree!
Okay, anyway, so that's two bonus dice for the good android.
Like, on the outside of the ship, you see this portion of plating where it says Raptor. And there's just this great big streak of, like, scraped off plating right across it as you come through the narrow.
Well, we might need a name change later. Anyway.
It's taking the T out, and now we're the rapper.
Or the Rapto, or the Aptor, or something.
Or it could go the other way, and it carved a C in front of the R, and we're now the Craptor.
That's a bit... Like, he'd have to be really nimble to carve a C.
Four successes and a question. Let's see.
Oh, you get a critical. So you get an extra effect, in fact. I think not only do you get the like recording of what happened, you get a packet of data that is a saved communication between like a hailing frequency, saved hailing frequency communication between the envoy ship and possibly Sargon.
So, what is the message
in the hailing thing? Right, yeah. There's a bit of like computer noises, and then there's a computer voice that goes, you have a translator, so it, it says incoming hail and something, and this gentle womanly voice, answered, put it on the screen or something, and there's the telltale gruff gutturals of Sargon the Conqueror. At last I've found you. You will give up the location of the Star Dreadnought, or I will destroy you where you are. She goes, you know better, Sargon, than to think I would give up the location of the Star Dreadnought. That would endanger the entire solar system of the Rara Luni. He goes, have it your way. Yeah.
He's not big on negotiating, yeah. Is he?
Fire slave!
Doesn't you know. Sound like it, no.
Mega cannons!
And that's where in the black box, you get the big spike in the data intake, and then it goes to zero.
Well, there's a sort of, computer engage sheets, and yeah, evasive action. But of course, you cannot stand up to the mega cannons of Zorgon the Conqueror, poor little envoy ship.
Mm-hmm. Even with its anti-phasic shield technology.
Indeed. Not even that could save them. Okay, so I guess you've surmised what's happened right when Dr. Morty comes up with, appears on the bridge with the Raralugian question.
Yeah.
Looks a bit confused and dazed, but can apparently breathe just the same as you do.
That's good.
Probably with the debris of her ship on the big screen.
Right, she probably introduced herself to the doctor in the elevator ride up. So, you can go like, okay, this is Iris, yes. Double E.
Iris, like Iris, but with an E.
Right.
Well, first of all, fuck her for a second. I'm going to scare myself. Sorry for bothering you.
Right there on the bridge?
Probably the turbo lift on the way up.
That's dueling attack, right? Before she wakes up.
I'm going to scare myself.
Reported to bridge, and they're doing their thing. Meanwhile, you are you want to scan yourself and see if there's something wrong, right?
And no, I'm not going to do that right now. Maybe a little later.
No. I figured this is like a flashback, so this is... You've already done it, right?
Oh, yeah. We're
jumping back into a little.
Am I prepared?
Sure. I mean, as prepared as you can be. You have all your equipment. You now have the data from the Raralugi.
You know what species you are.
Three dice.
3d6.
And I'm guessing you're using reason, science?
Panic and science, yes.
Yeah, panic and science.
Oh, boy. Well, I got one complete success.
That is interesting.
You rolled exactly as well.
So that's success and...
Oh, yes. Gosh. Excellent. Okay. Dangerous Doctor 3.
That's good. Yes?
Yes. So you have two successes, in fact. And you get to ask a question. Do you have laser feelings?
And you said it was okay to make up another question if it related to the situation.
Yeah. Although, you know, what's really going on here is an excellent question, just say.
All right, yeah, I'll use that one.
So what's really going on here? What's really going on is you accidentally, with your scanner frequency, activated a particular part of the Raralugni physiognomy where, in order to better understand an alien species, they take on their traits and, in turn, give their traits to the species. You are not only slowly... sort of turning into Raralugni, you're also becoming a woman.
Oh, fuck.
And the Raralugni, by extension, is probably slowly turning into a human male.
Oh, boy. My voice is probably breaking all over the place. I can't do that with my voice when I'm this tired, but just imagine over the radio, it's like...
Well, okay.
It breaks into a slightly less masculine, mature lilt.
But is it permanent?
You don't know.
Yeah, I didn't get a good enough role to know that.
So you're turning... And you said the Raralugni are taller, right?
Sure. Let's go with that. Slightly taller. So maybe you're slowly growing inches.
That sounds like it could be painful.
Oh, yeah. At least you're not
the Raralugni are a lot more flexible than humans.
Yeah.
That sounds like interesting.
All right, so we cut back to walking onto the bridge, and, you know, this is Iris. Thank you so much for rescuing me. And there's a slight oddity in her voice. Like, for some reason, momentarily, it seems much deeper. I apologize. I'm not in a perfect state of mind. I do not have my equilibrium, but the Raralugni home system is under terrible danger from Zorgon the Conqueror. I would implore you that we go there immediately and attempt to stop him. Otherwise, he's going to... find a way to take control of the Star Dreadnought and destroy all of us.
Well, we can't allow that.
Oh, by the way, this is totally a sexy alien, just so you know.
Yeah, of course, I'm looking and going, Doc, and I reach up and start scratching my forehead. You got something, you know, you say you had feelers on her forehead.
Oh, yeah, now she probably has bumps. Or, well, she, it's tough to tell. Well, okay, it's not tough to tell. It's not that far gone. But, again, yeah, probably has a couple of bumps.
Maybe his hair's a little longer.
Yeah, maybe.
You're probably running a fever right now, too, because to do all that.
Probably, yes. Which means he's going to be delirious. Thank you, Will.
Should suit you.
Super high fever means super fun, doctor.
I will route auxiliary power through the warp core so we can arrive at the dreadnought before Zorgon.
Oh, excellent. Okay, yeah.
Good idea.
It totally gives you the, like, the coordinates.
Now, that means he's helping me to navigate to fly the ship then, or? Because I, you know, this is a piloting, this is piloting if I ever heard
of. I guess so, yeah.
Two successes.
All right, so that is a solid success. You gave a die to our hotshot pilot.
It doesn't turn into the, okay, it would be basically the circuit breakers pop, not the the cell just goes poof into plasma.
Oh, no. It just means it needs repairs, right? It needs to be repaired before you can be nimble again, right? You're kind of crippled.
just a little.
And I do get laser. I also get laser feelings.
Yes, you do. So you get to ask a question.
What ship did we fly past?
Oh, no. That's sort of kind of obvious. I'm thinking, since I'm piloting the ship, how close do I get to the Star Dreadnought?
Oh, you're there. That's a free question. I mean, that's...
Oh, it's a free question?
Yeah.
Okay. How soon will Zorgon show up?
Oh, Zorgon's battle avian is pretty renowned for being a fearsome warship, right? It's quick. It has crazy lasers and stuff. So if you want to become operational before he shows up, you're going to have to be really snappy. You know, he'll be here inside of an hour.
Basically, one scene and a commercial break.
Well, Skip, thank you. You've completely pointed out the location of the Star Dreadnought to Zorgon.
Yeah, we still got sublight. We can get
I thought you said we still have subplot.
All right. View screen. In the middle of the view screen, in the middle of space, right, in the middle of this Raraluni's star system with all its ringed planets and freaky
The Star Dreadnought's in the middle of the sun?
No, the Star Dreadnought is right in the front of you. Right in front of you. It's kind of this weird mix between a Star Destroyer and a small planet.
I open up a hailing frequency. Iris, you better explain yourself before they open fire on us.
Oh, no. Iris is with a voice that's slowly turning more masculine as she has shrunken a little in weight, and you can see her feminine curves have diminished a little. She sort of sways.
She's looking more like the Doctor?
Slightly, yes. More prominent eyebrows, you know, the whole thing.
The Doctor doesn't look more like her.
Yeah, the Doctor's slowly turning sort of pinkish purple.
She was going to say.
Yeah, she's going to say, the Dreadnought is forbidden. It is sacrilege to enter. It was left by the four runners. There you go. Yes.
Well, we're about to violate that sacredness.
Surely we can prevent Zorgon from getting on board from here. You don't need to violate our old sacred traditions to do it, surely. And, you know, as she's saying this, she's sort of holding, you know, she grips Morty's arm, right, in that sort of pleading, I'm a sexy alien way.
Yes.
I'm sure you have confused feelings right now.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether I'm a gay man or I'm a lesbian right now.
Right now, I think it doesn't matter because you're both the same sex right now.
They're in between, you know, sexes, I would say.
Does that mean they're, like, inside the friend zone?
Oh, God.
Well, if no one stops me, I'm heading toward the Star Dreadnought.
You know what? I'm going to do something really stupid. Since I am delirious anyway, I'm going to draw my phase pistol and shoot him.
Shoot who?
Shoot the pilot. What?
Hopefully you have it on stun.
Yes, on stun.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Yes. It says variable beam phase pistol set to stun, usually.
No, it's set to stun right now.
Of course.
Well, okay. Sure.
Well, you're a doctor, so I wouldn't say you're an expert.
No, not an expert.
She's not prepared. I mean, he's not prepared. We can't keep track of what we're doing right now.
I would wouldn't say that either. But well, I mean, she does have the face pistol. It's, he, she, yeah. It, them, they.
The doctor.
The doctor. Question mark has the face pistol. So, two dice.
Okay. Oh, I got two successes.
Oh, a six, right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You roll over when you're using feelings.
So I got one success.
Well, that means that you take a success away. Just, you know, on this crazy house rule thing that we're just inventing at this moment. That means, Dr. Morty, that you barely manage it. I think...
If Morty's behind me, and I'm at the pot controls, basically he was shooting me in the back. He hit me, but he may have also hit the controls.
That's a little cruel, though. I wouldn't want to destroy your controls any more than you are. I mean, you're already kind of...
It's set on stun, so he only stunned the controls.
It popped the circuit breakers because we don't have horrible circuit breakers. So he just pops the circuit breakers, and it'll take time to get them back on again.
Here's what happens.
So it's not just
Here's what happens. Morty shoots Skip in the back. Skip realizes that. I mean, you see it in the corner of your eye. So you're half away. You're half to like diving away. But
not
as
the way
you
I'm
fire
that chair.
As you fire Morty, the weird physiognomy shift that's going through your body interacts with the face energy, and there's a face backlash, and you too are stunned.
Oh, geez. Okay, well, I guess I slump against Miss Sexy Alien.
And she catches you like she's a very manly man.
I'm having mixed feelings.
There's a reason why they used anti-phasics technology.
Well, hey, I think this is a cue for Zap Xenon to pull out his phase pistol. I'm not going to point it at the doctor. I'm going to point it at Eris and demand, what did you do to him? Her.
Our interaction must have sparked the diplomacy transmogrification process.
Reverse it now.
I cannot. It is time sensitive. We must each go through our cycles before it diminishes. I'm terribly sorry.
Actually, probably would say it. I'm terribly sorry.
Yes. But we cannot think about this now. Zorgon is almost upon us. I mean, Zorgon is almost upon us.
Copulon, we need to get our engines online. Try to revive the doctor and Skip.
I believe I can teleport us over to the dreadnought.
Like, that? It's a logical thing to do. Maybe Compion just does it.
Yeah.
Compion seems to be the only sane one in this.
Primitive superstitions, illogical.
So, yes. Reciprocal stun beam. Is that mating?
Surprise, you're pregnant. Wait, what?
So, your cycle's going to be 9 months.
All right. So Compulon is doing his teleport thing, right? You're teleporting away from the ship, all of you, onto the Star Dreadnought. Is that what I'm hearing, right?
Sure.
Okay.
The whole crew?
The bridge crew.
The bridge crew, I'm thinking. Maybe, you know, you have one or two, you know, red shirts somewhere. That...
We have the two security guards who are just standing there going, well.
Oh, fine, why not? Well, it's really up to Compulon. Do you want to take just the core crew, or do you want to take a small complement of like security personnel with you as well?
Yeah, I'll have some red shirts.
Okay, cool. So that sounds like you are an expert at this. Mm-hmm. You have all your stuff, so I'd say you're prepared. That's three dice.
Maybe the professor give him a hand by doing a quick scan of the ship to find out a big empty space for us to transport into.
Except I didn't know that he was going to do this, so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And I was running to revive Skip.
So two successes.
That's a laser feeling.
You do it.
Yeah. I would have helped you, but I'm kind of unconscious.
Yes, and you don't know what he's doing. He's just doing it.
Uppity android.
That is our green-blooded hobgoblin for the episode. So what is your question?
What is the best way to power up the dreadnought?
Ooh, the best way to power up the dreadnought is to plug a live Rara Looney into the biosystems. This is probably part of why it is considered sacrilege to go on board.
And the thing is, the only Rara Looney we got right now is not the ambassador.
Doc, nope.
I will go quickly put the doctor into the...
I'm unconscious! Chamber.
Yes, you're stunned.
I will make it easier.
Well, it's not sacrilege if it's some other alien that activates.
Well, you've
right?
got on board. It's still, I'm sorry, it's still sacrilege. This is why you have this horrible reputation, right?
Yeah, alien religions, yeah.
Prime directive is more like a prime suggestion.
I don't think there is a prime directive in the original series, is there? Because Kirk keeps going down to planets, laughing at the natives, and then, you know, buggering off.
It gets mentioned during the Organian, I think, episode.
Yeah, the couple of red shirts grab the doctor, and we plug it in.
All right.
Plug it in.
When you plug it into the bio seat in the wall, these, like, feelers comes down and sort of plugs into the newly shapen feelers up the poor doctor's nostrils.
Other orifices.
No.
Not needed for ship operation.
The poor doctor's eyes go wide, and they're kind of glowing vaguely in a way that you know, the captain's eyes were glowing back in the sick bay. And you come too, Morty, and you know everything, right? The ship, you are the ship. You can feel everything. You know that it's been ages and ages and ages since anyone's used this ship, but a lot of systems are still in functioning, and especially the Great Doomsday Laser.
Okay, do I get a choice of what to do, since I am essentially just shipped right now?
You could always make rolls, and this is feelings rolls, right?
Yes, so
like a bio
feelings roll.
You could make feelings rolls to determine things or try to do things, but you feel constricted. It's as if someone else has to tell you to fire. You feel more like a battery that knows where all the energy is going than, you know, I have the power.
Am I the voice of the ship? Is that what I'm asking?
Yes. You are now the computer.
Jeez, that is what I wanted to hear.
our hotshot pilot is you know, quickening on the floor in front of console.
He appeared in midair in a sitting position, and of course, you know.
Right, he slumped in the chair. Yeah.
Dr. Zenon is still trying to revive him.
Am I still changing early, or am I fully a Drara Looney right now?
I think you've gone through mostly. You're a Drara Looney enough to be recognized by the biosystems. So you have like.
I'm just wondering if I'm still delirious.
You probably are a little, but there's also a clarity in being connected to all this. But feel free to be all a little loopy in your, like, computering stuff. Oh, the doctor now has a modest bosom and shapelier hips.
It's a space anomaly, but not an outer space anomaly.
It is a weird space mystery.
The voice comes over the ship and says, "Hot damn, I'm not sure whether I should be really turned on or really turned off right now."
We are powering up the ship. You are turned on.
I never thought I'd see turned off. From that angle
Everything
before.
Must be turned off. This is sacrilege.
Then the question is, Dr. Mortem, is that you?
I think so. At least it's part of me. Right? When did you start becoming bald back there?
It's a sign of intelligence.
Abba? Abba?
Good morning, Skip. Assume the position.
He's trying to give the ship a finger, but he just can't get the motor coordination right now.
Have to try better than that.
Doctor,
wait a second. Mortem,
can you raise shields? Does this ship have anything like that?
Yep.
Of course it does.
I will attempt to assist you from this engineering console.
Excellent. So let's start with Compulon rolling. I'd say you're an expert, but I don't know if you're prepared. This is an alien system after all. Right. And it's based kind of horribly on feelings. But it's still science, right? You can figure this out with cold reason.
The science of feelings.
Flavor text question, Will. When he's doing the touchscreen stuff, does it tickle?
I don't know. Maybe that's the feeling you have.
Okay.
So maybe it feels a little invasive, too.
Very creepy giggling.
Echoing throughout the dead hallways.
Oh, yeah. What are you touching?
I'm doing what is necessary to raise the shield.
You're going to raise something, and it won't be this shield, sweetheart.
You don't have that anymore. I'm sorry.
That's one reason why it's so confusing.
Yeah. Has the professor gotten me to where I'm more sleek together again, or?
Yeah, you're groggy, but you do.
Oh, that tickles. Wait till I slip into the pouch chair.
So, I see that Kongilan got two successes, so that's great. That gives the race the shield's action an extra die. And mm-hmm. I'd say being Rara Looney makes you certainly prepared. I don't know if as a doctor you're an expert at this, but
no. Well, no. You said I know everything about the ship, so yeah, I am.
You feel everything about the ship, but you're not an expert on it. You've never been plugged into this machine before.
No, I haven't. I've also never been around a loony before.
But fair enough. It is based on feelings and physiognomy and biology more, so maybe I can be generous and give you an expert die, because, you know, you're familiar with anatomy and so forth. Why not? So roll four dice. And what is your feelings again? Three?
Mm-hmm.
So that's two successes. So yeah, you do
Shields
it.
Up.
You do it well. You know, not only does, you know, all the shield console stuff light up like crazy, but there's this great big purplish for an instant. Imagine like 60 special effects. You know, maybe they flashed in like a white screen or something, or like they gave, you know, the screen a slightly purplish tint. Or something, because now you're
everyone
inside the
shield. Everyone feels purple.
Sorry, what?
Everyone feels purple.
Yes. And yeah, right. You can feel the shields are up all right, over.
So, shields operational,
and everyone can feel this sort of almost electrostatic kind of feeling crawling over them.
Whoa. That's a wake up. Okay, I'm like, because the way the ship is designed, it sounds like being a pilot means I'm not quite like the new ship's computer, but I probably got hooked up to the ship instead of, you know, there's no standard controls. It's probably more
you,
like,
however, are not Rara Looney, and you're not plugged into the ship, right? That's just a banner. So you get to use your it totally depends. If you're flying with passion, right? You're a hotshot pilot. Of course you're flying with passion, with feelings.
Yeah.
So that's...
I'm going to slide into the... What I think is the pilot's chair, and various things grab a hold of me. And you know, things come down to my forehead. There's nothing in my forehead, but they still stick to my forehead.
Oh,
and
it's not designed for... Okay, just to call back. It's designed for a forerunner, so it's not actually... designed for a Rara Looney, like feelers and nostrils and stuff.
I am still like being plugged into the ship, but, yeah. You know,
the
same
chair,
way that,
by the way, is probably a little cramped.
Oh, yes. It's form fitting, but the wrong form. Actually,
he has a tail.
Actually, he places it this way. It's form fitting, but not quite right.
And I love the way you squirm.
And a pair of things stuck to my forehead is like, okay, whoa, I'm outside the ship. Nope. I guess I'm seeing as the ship. Right. Wonderful. I can't see inside.
No worries. That's my job.
So the only one who's not immediately occupied, I'm afraid, is Xenon. And Xenon, Iris is kind of freaking out. Everything is wrong. Like, it's the sacrilege. She or he... You're not sure anymore. Iris is kind of looking like the doctor, but in a sort of dress, clawing his face and going, it's all wrong. It's all wrong. What are you doing? You have to possibly calm this alien down. Otherwise, something horrible is going to happen.
Kiss him.
That's what I was going to say. The ship is going to offer a friendly suggestion.
That is not the weird space mystery I want to solve.
Yes, kiss me, please. Let me watch.
Because Xenon is of the type, will grab Eris by the shoulders, give the ex-Rara Looney a shake, says, snap out of it. This is the pivotal point where the Rara Looney, pointing to the, take control of their destiny and stop Zorgon.
Oh, what a Kirk moment. Excellent. I think this is feelings, right?
Unfortunately. Well, hey, I'm dangerous, and I'm a scientist, and I probably have one die.
Would anyone like to help?
Can I help?
Yeah.
Well, I'm everywhere in the ship right now. Can I move the floor?
I don't know how that would help, but I mean, you are at present Rara Looney, so maybe you could offer a unique viewpoint or like agree with
one of them,
Xenon. Hopefully, Xenon, so you don't help.
Or you could agree with Eris and say, yes, it is sacrilege, and it's wonderful.
I'm gonna kind of like say it's just blasphemy. It's not that big.
That sounds horrible, or something similar. Horrible argument.
If I could suggest a better argument, pre-runners, the forerunners, obviously designed the ship for the Rara Looney to use.
Okay, yeah, I'll say that.
So this episode is about stepping out of the shadow of your parents and so forth, and your gods, cease your role. Okay, cool.
Everyone ignores Skip, who's busy going, wait, I'm working just fine as a pilot. Hello.
Am I an expert?
Well, it is a little cramped and odd. Let's see. You are a dangerous doctor. I don't think you are an expert.
No. But I am prepared, I think.
You are totally prepared. You are.
Probably had to, yeah. I've also had to talk patients down from hysterics as well.
You get one success, and that's a success, right? It's a helping role, so we're not doing anything weird with costs yet. So
I don't like that word.
One extra die for
so a little bit better than desperate. So that's two dice for Dr. Xenon.
Cool.
Survey says I have one success.
You barely
So Eris doesn't go on a rampage and rip the doctor out of the battery. That's good.
Yes.
Do you have a consequence in mind?
If anyone else has a great cost or harm or complication, I'm totally willing to hear it.
The ambassador is still a female in her head, so maybe she just goes, grabs him and holds him tight and gives him a big kiss.
Or maybe, like, cuddles up to it's all wrong. Just like sobbing into his shoulder.
Well, if you want to make that a complication, as Eris does that, the morphic field starts moving from Mortis to Xenon.
That is wonderful. Of course it does.
Is this a case of the body snatcher?
Gotta act quickly because our battery is changing back to human.
Oh, God.
I love that. I love that. That's totally
switching places with Xenon? Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, this is the point where Zargon's cruiser
Absolutely.
Shows up.
There's a green flash, right? And Zargon's horrible battle avian, this crazy bird of prey, angry animal thing.
With claws.
Yes, with claws, and all in like angry militaristic green and lots of guns. Or lasers, I mean.
Oh, crap! Okay!
There's a hailing, beep, beep, on the console.
I'll put it on screen.
I'm swerving the dreadnought around so it's pointing at him.
All right.
I would love to just wave my lasers. Hi!
All right, so the moment that you make contact and Zargon shows up on the screen and all his militaristic loveliness.
He has to have an eye patch too, because that's why he hates Captain Darcy.
Oh, what's his face? Who played the Klingon commander in that film with the eye patch?
Christopher Plummer.
Which
you
Star
all know
Trek?
Who I mean, right?
The cool Klingon.
Yeah, with the eye patches. Yes. It's kind of that. Yes. And of course, he's sort of underlit by these sort of reddish console lights and so forth.
He's already at battle stations.
Yeah, and there are all these, like, bio slaves working away at their consoles and in the background, right? And he says, "Usurpers! You will give up the Star Dreadnought forthwith, or I shall destroy you."
No.
It would be of no use to you anyway. It only worked for Rara Loonies.
There's a flash where, you see he's considering what you're saying, and then he leans over to one of the bioslaves and goes, "Bioslave, how many Rara Looney on the core world?" You know, it wraps up some, like, insane number, like 20 billion or something. Like, he goes back, "I have 20 billion replacement. Give up the Star Dreadnought."
So hopefully I switch to an internal speaker. Guys, we should probably fire up the planet-destroying laser real quick.
Are you, like, doing
oh, yeah, that.
Whisper like this, or what?
I'm trying to hit the mute button.
So. Meanwhile, Zorgon, of course, is gesticulating and off on some angry tirade on mute.
Because I'm wearing the Kirk hat and Iris is so close to me, your choice. Sacrilege or slavery?
I suppose some sacrifices have to be done. Yes, yes, we must step out of the Forerunner's shadow. We cannot be slaves to this Zorgon. Do what you have to do.
Powering up the cannon.
Almost so lethally.
So, of course, it has to be one of those lasers that takes time to actually power up. So we have, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like the wave motion gun in Starblaze.
Right. Who's at the console right now? It's the android?
Yes.
Zorgon's totally at battle stations. And, yes, his mega cannons are charging up as we speak.
Well. We can both charge at each other, then.
His are going to be quicker than yours, though. So you may have to do some evasive stuff or try to boost the shields or something to withstand the energies, right?
This has triple-tiered anti-phasic shield.
Yes. Open up a channel to the Raptor. Tell him to go to battle stations.
Ooh.
This is second lieutenant George. Ready, sir.
Excellent.
We need to place the dreadnought between his ship and the Raptor because the Raptor won't be able to withstand his cannons.
I'm gonna move myself over there then.
So, what are the traits for the dreadnought?
Not- I'm curious, do you want to... It's crazy. It means you're always prepared. Let's see, do you want to ensure the Raptor survives, or do you want the Raptor to help you out?
And survive,
I think.
Well, the Raptor should actually shoot first, because it doesn't have to charge up its mega cannon.
And then
why don't we have it help us?
Yeah,
we still have to charge up this cannon.
I'll give you an extra laser. Die for that. That's cool.
So we have the Raptor flying by, doing a running barrage of phase cannons. Full spread.
So how many die do I get?
Okay, so what you're going to do is you are going to withstand the crazy mega cannons that Zorgon is. You know, you can see that he's realized that you're not listening to him. So he has a little fit of anger, and then he puts his fist down on the communications array on his seat, right? And the screen goes blank. Yeah, you get a feeling, Doctor, that his cannons are done charging, and they are now about to fire.
I so want to do a barrel.
Well, so do I. I want to actually make sure I want to turn the I have no idea what's the least important portion of the dreadnought, just in case he gets through the shields. But you do. What part of the dreadnought can we actually take damage to without being taken out?
This sounds like it's a hotshot pilot thing, and whoever's at the like shield stations is helping with that engineering, and whoever's powering the ship can help as well, right?
Study the schematics on the screen here.
Yes.
Two dice or three dice?
Let's see. You are prepared, and you are at present an expert in whatever you're... I mean, you're an expert of engineering, right? This is your thing. And, yeah, the Doctor is plugged into the ship, so...
Actually, on that point, Xenon's going to drag Eris over to the Doctor, and we're all going to hold hands. So together, we are rah-rah loony.
That sounds like a crazy, crazy... maybe you're helping, too. Maybe Xenon is helping, too.
Because... things are changing, and I don't want this ship to disconnect us.
Maybe that's a little extra. I mean, let's put that as flavor, right?
Yes, it's totally flavor. Because Xenon thinks that it might help.
Yeah, well, you're starting to feel the slight changes everywhere. And
yes.
So I get an extra dice from Compulon. Do it now. Dr. Morty, see if you can help.
You're rolling feelings, Doctor. So yeah. Over your...
one success. Oh,
got one. So I get two extra dice. And how many dice am I rolling?
You are an expert at flying, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And you should be prepared.
Yeah.
To be in your seat and everything. And you get two dice, right?
That'd be five dice then. And I imagine it's like because he's like plugged into the ship, it's like he's the ship. So I turn my body to make the ship turn, so to speak.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Maybe it's like almost like you're sitting inside a little egg that turns around and switches.
Wow. Well, that is a nice distribution.
Feelings. It's all feelings, so yeah. I got laser feelings roll and two successes.
Awesome. So you totally do it. Good job.
And I got to ask a question.
Yes, you got to ask a question.
I succeed in dodging his first barrage, or at least he's not going to hit anything important. And I get to ask a question. Where is his weak spot on the ship?
It's an avian. It's a soft underbelly.
Yes, it's the underbelly where his mega cannons, right where the mega cannons are, right?
The small thermal port.
If you hit that spot, they'll just overload and create this.
Oh, wait. I actually should have rolled next. I should have rolled six dice. Remember, I got one dice from the rafter.
Right.
I just rolled an extra d6. It's another feelings, laser feelings.
Excellent. And another success. So that means it's a crit. So yeah. You get an extra effect.
Well, I don't want the raptor to get hurt, so how best can I protect the raptor while doing this, when I do the roll? So
send them away. The doomsday laser is really, it's going to hopefully...
It is a wave motion. It is a wave motion gun. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I got to make sure there's no plants in the line of fire, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
In appropriate Hollywood speak, that would be, raptor, break off now.
Yes. It's probably something you just say it instinctively as it comes into your, in the middle of switching and so forth. Mm-hmm. Oh, and, yeah. You know, the raptor does it sort of fly by and with its photon torpedoes and Zorgon's aft cannons barely miss it. But raptor is fine.
So now I'm busy flying this super dreadnought like it was a stunt plane.
Okay, so I guess this is your time to retaliate or something.
Copulon, is the main gun ready?
Totally affirmative, yes.
100%.
Do I fire it?
Someone else fires it. Yeah, I mean, you're maneuvering. Yeah. Usually, someone else usually fires it, right?
Does the ship fire?
Or is
fire?
It Sulu that sometimes fires the stuff?
You know what? There's got to be a separate console for firing the planet-destroying laser.
Oh, this sounds like a Xenon thing.
Yeah.
Xenon's currently turning into me.
Well, you might want to break off briefly and just fire the laser, right?
Absolutely. We can do that.
Hurry, if you don't fire within the next 10 seconds, the core will implode.
Yeah. Which means the Ronaldoni will implode.
Well, maybe it was an intelligence test. If you pass, you live.
We failed.
Okay, let's run to the console.
I'm going to roll to get the shot lined up to help you.
Please, because I have to feel that I want Zorgon destroyed.
You're using feeling.
That's a feeling. Oh, yeah. Well, I got two successes and a success. Back up.
What is Skip doing? Skip
is maneuvering, so we're aiming at that weak spot.
Okay,
discovered.
Cool.
And I rolled two successes and a laser feelings. Is there an inhabited planet behind him?
No, there isn't. I mean,
yes.
Okay, if that's all you want to ask, I'm not going to, you know, force you to ask anything else. You're clear.
You're clear, Zap. Take the shot.
Can Calculon help him?
Sure he can.
Yes, I'm handling the power distribution so it have full effect.
Excellent.
Power to all forward arrays.
Yes.
Well, yes, it depends on whether this is using feelings or
No. It's totally cold rationality. You're managing technology.
Three successes and a laser feeling.
Give me a question if you want.
Are we far enough away that we will not be damaged by the explosion of the Zorgon ship?
You will not be damaged, but there may be a backlash. There may be some feedback going back into, like, possibly the Doctor plugged into the Star Dreadnought.
That's an acceptable risk.
Totally logical.
The needs of the many outweighs.
When I get out of this thing, Compulon, I'm going to invite you to my med lab.
I have no need.
Nothing will work on him. He's an android.
Android
can still be dissected.
I imagine it has to be four separate crystal sliders that are moved up at the same time. That looks dramatic.
Oh, I forgot about all those like old-timey 60s controls.
Well, I guess we need to throw some dice down.
Yes, you do. And you got two extra dice, right, from your friends, colleagues.
I don't know if I'm an expert or is the ship considered well-prepared?
Yes, the ship is prepared.
So that's four dice, and we can go with lasers on this?
Well, I think you said you wanted to use feelings.
Yeah, I guess we will, because, hey, What can be more dramatic than missing?
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is a wild, passionate, we got to do it. Only seconds left.
Dun, 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 dun. Cue dramatic music. Okay, so I need to roll high. I have a 4. So one success with consequences.
Well, if you have 4, then that is laser feelings, which means you can ask a question, and then if you want, you can change your action and roll again.
Okay, well, the question I'm going to ask is, will Zargon escape?
Yes, he will.
We fire anyway. Destroying his ship while the command module warps out.
So I think this is foreshadowed on Compulon's console, right? You can see part of the battle alien is breaking away.
The beak's breaking off.
Absolutely.
That's why we're buffeted by the blast and we can't do anything about it.
Indeed. The majority of the avian is just completely destroyed as this great big doomsday laser wave motion thingy just rips through space and destroys it. The raptor is of course at they've warped away, I guess, to safe distance. I think it happens in the last moments too. Like you have your gun winding up and it's done and it's starting to fire and then there's that of the raptor vanishing.
Oh, yeah, God, flashbacks to DS9. Thank you.
That's the point of this game.
The mouth of the gun just sparkles, and then energy starts building up, and it just fires this horrendous gout of energy.
And back at the console goes, yeah! Take that, Zargon!
Well, on the other hand, Xenon's feeling a little pink. Or maybe a lot of pink.
Compulon goes, the shot was successful.
Because this is always traditionally sort of shows. That's when warning lights start popping up as though, okay, this ship is millennia old, and there's a reason why they haven't fired the gun in a millennia.
Well, we may not have a rah-rah loony in there anymore as people are changing.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, and
I thought the ship was still the rah-rah loony, and they're just switching places with each other.
I think it's shifting between you three.
So one of us is a rah, one of us is another rah, and, well, you're the loony.
Okay, I think we're going to cut here to the conference deck on the raptor. Iris is there, and a different rah-rah loony called Iris is also there, and there are various envoys, and you are back to your usual stuff, except maybe one of you are maybe a little pink. Deiris, who appears to be the older Rara Looney, is extending a gift of some kind for helping the Rara Looney people realize their potential and staving off certain disaster and enslavement under Zargon the Conqueror.
Yay! Well,
I believe Xenon will gladly accept that.
Oh, it has to be like a weird space mystery. So it's the Codex of the Forerunners. Like, it's this weird box, sort of coppery colored, full of strange patterns and so forth.
It glows with the same colors and patterns as in the captain's eyes.
Of course. It's all part of the Metaplotholian device.
We can't leave the Star Dreadnought in their hands, no matter how nice and peaceful they are.
Their ship.
Since this is Star Trek-y, they're in part here to thank you and in part here to say that they have all finally agreed, the core planets to
join the consortium?
To join the consortium and to deactivate the great big crazy, like dismantle the doomsday gun.
I've already been working on that.
Oh, yes, of course. I think we need a final scene, right? Like, it's the med bay, it's nighttime, nobody is there. There's this sort of creepy, spacey music in the background, and the captain's pod opens up. Almost on its own accord.
Of course.
And he sits up, like, really stiffly, and there's this sinister look on his face, like he has a mission and he knows precisely what he's going to do.
And that's where
we go to credits, like, wah, wah.
Well, awesome. That was a hell of a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. You know?
I had tons of fun.
Yes. Oh. I did too.
What does that get us? 5, 2, 6, 3, 5. Cyber zombies, steal or capture.
It says GM, create a space adventure. So you.
I know.
Send all complaints and other feedback at SundaySkypers at zoho.com. That's zoho.com or zoho.com if you prefer. Or come by the forums, sundayskypers.freeforums.org. Or yell at us at whatever forum you may come across us on.